You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. 2016 marks the 18th year of Bay Area Dance Week, a 10-day free celebration of dance in the Bay Area. Julia Chigamba is receiving the festival's Dancer's Choice Award. Her company, Chinyakare Ensemble, brings the dance and music of her native Zimbabwe to the Bay Area. She joined KALW's Jen Sheehan to talk about holding dance at the center of everyday life.
I grew up, you know, with this music. I'm always seeing it since I was born.
Yeah, part of your culture,
right,
is dance and music. It's just always around.
Always,
yeah,
there.
And you come from the Shona people in Zimbabwe,
yes,
correct?
Yes. For me, dance is life. It's family. It's community. Because what I grew up seeing around dance and around families and around community, because my mother and my father were playing this music for healing for other families. They were being hired to spend all night playing music, and, you know, people have problems. They want to solve rituals, happiness, sadness. So that's what I see the music is. It holds all the emotions, the struggle we have, the goodness we have, the joy. It's everything is in there. And for me, as growing up, seeing my mother, my brothers, sisters, and my father doing it, I saw that that's the first school that teaches us how you can be out in the world, how you can be relate to other cultures, and how you can know yourself. So for me, when I dance and when I sing, when I drum, when I'm teaching, I'm not like teaching coming from myself. I'm coming from that energy of healing, of family, of community. That's what I deliver to my dance company to form. And now we have a non-profit organization called Kumusha Foundation. And I named it Kumusha because Kumusha means home. And Kumusha means family. Kumusha means community, where you come from, your origins. And because I saw that here, that when I go to Zimbabwe, a month, 3 weeks, I started missing here. I'm like, but I wasn't born there. But I feel like it's time for me to go. I'm missing burrito. I want like my burrito. I miss, you know, sushi. I'm missing all this. I'm like, wow, so that's my home. So when I'm here, I don't miss home as much as I do when I go home. I'm connected with here now because of how much the people here appreciate the music and how much, especially Chinyakare,
your company.
Yes, how much they love it so much, so deeply. You can feel, you know, from their heart, from their soul, that we get connected together as a family from different people, you know, different cultures. We all come together, and what you see, which what people say, you see family when you are performing.
So it's like you've created another family using your cultural forms to do that, to form it.
Right, which is what I think about, you know, the music and dance itself, that it's bigger than us. It's, you know, I've learned a lot of things of life through it, that I feel that when I'm here, I'm with my mom because of that. When I'm here, I'm with my kids, I'm with the community back home, it's everything you need is into the music and dance. I grew up with not having a lot for my family to feed us all because of 10 kids, you know, having lunch as one cup black tea and a piece of bread, one, and that's it. You go to school, no breakfast. You come home, you have that. I remember asking my father, I'm not full. I needed more. I just have this part just to just feel myself. My father said, go have a cup of water. You'll be fine. And you go, you have the water, we start dancing, we forget that we're hungry. We are happy and, you know, and excited. But I realized in the dancing, there's food.
Curaone, ai signore, curaone.
what I've experienced, that it holds the space that even when you are having a hard time, you can find a place where you can find peace and cry to, which is when I came here, I left my kids in Zimbabwe when they were 9, 7, and 4. Before I left, I used to cry, when am I going to be a mother to raise my kids, to give them school fees and, mm-hmm. and feed them, because my family were doing it for me, because mm-hmm. I was a single mom back to the family. It was very hard. But, you know, with all that, it and the dancing have been keeping me, you know, strong, that the songs themselves, we have songs for crying. We have songs for not having things. We have songs for having things. When I sing those, that's where my voice is coming from. And that's where, instead of being sad and being grumpy and being mad and put it to all other people, I put it into that singing. I put it into the dance, and I put it into the drumming. And the people around me, Chinyakare, and the kids I work with and everybody I work with, they kept me strong. All these things, you know, all these people were called by the music. I didn't go and knock, but they heard what I do. They heard the music. They've seen the dance. So all of that, you know, it keeps me strong and keep me going. And those people becoming like a medicine to me, just like the music, that when I look at them, I know they are here for this, you know, and it's just, they just heal me.